So all these things are the signs of the coming of the kingdom. And we talked a little bit about them, you know, the wars and the rumors of wars and all of those other things. And so the kingdom of God was near when Jesus was speaking. And he's saying, basically, open your eyes and see that it's coming, that it's here. You know, the first words of his preaching were, the kingdom of God is at hand. And so the kingdom has come, right? Say, yes, Father, yes, yes. It has come. It's here. It is here. It is now. The kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of God is among you. The kingdom of God could be translated again, God's reign, God's rule, where God has dominion and authority and power. And so where is God's kingdom? It's here. It's in your heart. Or it's not. It's in your heart or it's not. It's in us. We are subjects in the kingdom. God rules over us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, even now. And so the kingdom of God is here. But the kingdom of God suffers violence. We read the first reading from the book of the prophet Daniel, a long reading. We wouldn't want, you know, can't read the whole book of Daniel. But again, it's one of those incidences where you hear about these beasts and you're like, okay, what's up with the beasts? And then we hear about the coming of the Son of Man. And then after that, we get an explanation of the beasts. The beasts are the kingdoms. A few days ago, we had the giant statue that Nebuchadnezzar had the dream of, and Daniel explained it to him, and you had the head of gold and the chest of silver, and then et cetera, et cetera. Well, now it's not the same vision, but it's a parallel vision. The giant statue is these four kingdoms. These beasts are four kingdoms. And so these kingdoms are waging war on the earth, if you will. And who comes? They claim their dominion. They claim their power. And then we have the court and the ancient one. That's God. That's the Father, if you will. And then we have the one like the Son of Man. Who could the one like the Son of Man be? You should all know the answer to this, right? Because Jesus refers to himself all the time as the Son, and he's saying, that's me. That's what he's saying. When he says the Son of Man, he's saying, that's me. That's me. I receive dominion, power, kingship, eternal kingship. We had Christ the King the other day, right? And all of the beasts are going to be put in their place. And I'm going to be the eternal King. And my kingdom is here. My kingdom is in you, or is it? And so that's our prayer, isn't it? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And just to say, these beasts and all that, they show up again in the book of Revelation, okay? Especially the last beast. But it is essentially painted as the Roman Empire persecuting the church. So, my brothers and sisters, one like the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. The clouds is the Holy Spirit reaching the ancient one. So this is a bit of a Trinitarian allusion as well. Okay, so his kingship shall not be destroyed. Thy kingdom come.